I greet you all here this morning in the name of Jesus. It's a blessing to be here and a blessing to have the brothers here from Allen County. It's, I really appreciate that. And why don't we just start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come before you here this morning with thankful hearts, Lord, for what you have done in my life and all of us here for redeeming us on the cross, Lord, for shedding your blood for our sins. Just thank you for that and just pray you would be with us here through the service and through the testimonies, Lord. Just pray that the Holy Spirit would be with us farther on throughout our lives and just commit everything into your hands and just pray everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'll just start with, I wrote it down here. My name is Chris King. I'm 22 years old. I grew up in a family of nine. I'm the second youngest. I have seven brothers and one sister. I grew up on a dairy farm, milking about 40 cows. My earliest memories go back to about the age of four. I used to have terrible nightmares, and this went on into my mid to upper teens, and actually on to the point of conversion. To an extent, it wasn't as bad as when I was younger, but it was still there. And I believe it was Satan tormenting me in my sin. It was also over this time that Melvin and Sevilla and three of their children died in a vehicle accident. That was my uncle and I think the rest of their children that are living are all here today. So, yeah, it's a blessing to have you here. So, I don't remember a whole lot of the accident and afterwards, but I remember the Fisher cousins coming for visitation after the accident, and remember a little bit from the funeral as well. Left an impression on me. So, I faintly remember some of that, but not a whole lot. I have a lot of good childhood memories and some bad as well. From the age of about 4 to 12 was a dark time in my life. I don't remember much of anything through that period except major events. And part of that, I believe, is just, it was a very dark time. And at the age of 9, I started with seizures, and that went on till I was 12. And I think that affected my memory somewhat, that I couldn't remember some of that stuff. I don't remember much of anything through that period except major events. I remember being mocked at school and the pain and rejection I felt through that. In my last years in school, I remember that same pain and rejection leading me to mocking other people. At the age of 14, I discovered sexual sin, masturbation, bestiality, and plunged ever deeper into sin. My conscience hammered me, but I just tried to ignore it. At the age of 16, I joined the youth group and realized I have to put my guards farther up or people would truly see who I am underneath. All this time, I was trying to perform to be somebody I was not. At the age of 18, I was baptized in the Amish church after a summer of instruction classes. I remember thinking, maybe this is what I need to overcome sin. Nothing changed. The vicious cycle continued. Sin, remorse, shame, condemnation, temptation, then back into sin. My brother and I and one of my friends would get together every chance we had and watch Western movies, listen to the radio, talk about what we can do next behind our parents' backs. When I was 18 and a half, my mother died from cancer after a 2-year battle. That was almost 4 years ago now, and this shook my whole world apart. Here was someone who had always taken care of me and loved me, gone never to come back again. Sometimes I just went to a corner of the haymow and cried my heart out to God. I usually felt a measure of peace after that, but it wasn't true peace and joy. After my mother's death, I had to think of where I was going in life and where I would be if I died today. It scared me to think about it because I knew I wasn't living for God and knew that if I would die, I would go to hell. So I chose not to think about it. I still wasn't willing to surrender my whole life to God. This went on for 6 long years of struggling to be a Christian without Christ. Then at the age of 20, I was sick and tired of my life and sin, so I went to my bishop and poured out my story to him with what I thought I needed. This was right after Jonas got home from Free Indeed, and I had heard his testimony and knew he was a different person. So Jonas, my deacon, and I started getting together every week for Bible study and accountability. We also worked through a couple of books over that time, Victorious Life, Calvary Road, some of those. And in all that time, looking back now, I might have been free from sin some of that time, or I thought so at the time, but looking back now, I see my greatest sin was unbelief. And I still struggled with lustful thoughts and desires. It got to the point where I knew I needed something more. So I called Free Indeed and told them what I wanted to do. They then transferred me to a counseling place in Pennsylvania, Armor of Light, where I ended up going in January of this year. I was there for 3 months, came back home, and soon was back in sin. At this point, it was masturbation that was my pet sin. I just could not get rid of it. In May, my older brother, his family, and brother David and I went out to Montana to visit one of our brothers. We spent a week out in the mountains. It was so peaceful, and I remember thinking how nice it would be to have that peace in my own heart. And I remember a couple times that I was out there just trying to bury myself in that peace, in God's creation. Trying to find peace other than in God. In June, I went to Ohio to serve at a boys' ranch. I figured reaching out to other people might help me overcome my sin, but it did not. At this point, I thought I would finish my term there in Ohio, go back home, and just stay Amish. In July of this year, I attended Stephen and Michelle's wedding. And after observing the brotherhood and fellowship they had there, I decided to join fellowship after all, which wasn't quite as simple as that, but it took a little bit of time for me to actually make that decision. But after seeing the brotherhood and fellowship they had there, I was like, I think there's more to life than what I grew up with and what I was used to. After I got home, I started working for GNF Construction. One day, about 2 weeks after I was home, I was on the job working, and I clearly heard this voice. At that point, I was not converted yet. I clearly heard this voice. Where are you going? Just 4 words. I looked around. There was no one else close to me. I looked again, and then it hit me. God is speaking into my life. Then I knew I was at a crossroads. I knew I had one of two options, which I was maybe running a little bit ahead of myself there, but I'll just read that there. Surrender my life, heart, soul, and body to Jesus. I knew a partial surrender would not work. I have tried and failed too many times in the past. Or I can choose to deliberately turn my back on God. I went through the rest of the day thinking about what had just happened. God spoke to me. This happened not long before quitting time. I was just finishing for the day and went home. That same evening, Samuel, Brother Samuel, David, and I sat down to talk about us living there and rent, etc. After we were done talking about that, Samuel asked me how I'm doing spiritually. I was like, oh, I don't know, probably not very good. Then he asked me what I'm going to do about it. I don't remember what I said, but I remember thinking I'm at a crossroads. I need to make a decision one way or the other. Accept the gospel or reject it. I retired for the night, and as I walked into my bedroom, I resolved I'm not going anywhere till I have this settled. I fell on my face before God, and I confessed all my sins to God and just told God that regardless if you accept or reject me, I fully surrender my whole life in your hands. I have nowhere else to go. Sin, Satan, and the world have nothing for me. So what do I have to lose? I prayed to God till I felt the peace of God flowing in my heart. The next morning, I got together with Brother Jonas, and we went over Romans 7 and 8, and a lot of things just became clear to me. Romans 7, under the law, versus Romans 8, under grace. Scripture became real to me. God became real to me. 5 weeks ago, I surrendered my life to God, and it's been a blessing ever since. And even since my conversion, I thought I'd just share a short testimony on what I experienced after my conversion. I used to be really big into hunting, deer hunting, and spend money on hunting and get the latest and the greatest hunting magazine and gear and everything. And not long after my conversion, I got heavily convicted of that. And with just pouring so much time and money into worldly hunting and earthly goods and that kind of thing. And it's just it's been a blessing. Truly surrendering to God. And I think about the best word for it is an unconditional surrender. If we, like I said, I tried many times to do a partial surrender and it does not work. Unconditional surrender, regardless if God is going to accept me or reject me, I choose to fully surrender my life to God. And I'll just share some of the scripture that really stood out to me. Like I said, Romans 7 and 8 was one. And First Peter 1, 3-9. Starting at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And I just could very well connect with, after my conversion, verse 8 there, it says, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That became really real to me after my conversion. And another one was 1 Peter 1, 13-21. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. And I just stopped there again. Yeah, so that is my testimony. And now I desire with all my heart a believer's baptism and to be joined into the fellowship of the saints. So, God bless you.